Good evening, Hopkins Junior High School from Fremont, California. Welcome to CME Jazz West at Aragon High School. My name is Tim Price from San Francisco University High School, and I'll be providing you some recorded comments. Look forward to hearing your fine presentation of American classical music. Good looking group here, nice white shirts, lots of black ties. I see several girls, and that's wonderful. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Very good. I'm starting with a piece by Yaz. Good stuff. Saxophones don't fall asleep on the dotted half notes. They've got to be right on one. Yeah, see, brass, you need to play the end of two, not beat three. Those measures 59, 61, 63. The whole idea here is we're going for a contrast between a 1, 2, 3, 4, and a 1, 2, good alto solo, tenor solo. Mr. Trumpet player, try to listen to the drums as best you can and play good time. It's a good sound. So, the drums are kind of overbearing, but I don't think it's because he's necessarily too loud. It's just the horns. You're not putting enough air through those things. You need fortissimo. Practice those long tones, all dynamic levels. Back to the Diaz. Good things going for you. Come on, audience. Gotta get these people clapping for you. We gotta do everything around here. some nice ensemble playing. Enjoyed the drumming very much. It's very cleanly played. It's a nice chart. It's a good level for your group. People are playing in tune. You're getting the right figures. You're playing entrances. I could use more dynamics. I could use a little more exaggeration of articulations. Falls should last longer in many cases. When you're working on solos, you just sit down with the chords and learn what the chord symbols mean and what the notes are in the chords and what scales and modes fit with that, and put them on a play along and work on it, and then work on it with the rhythm section after school or before school at 6 in the morning like I did. And if you believe that, if I got some real estate for you in Bakersfield, sounds good. Pure imagination. Anthony Newley. Totally clear throughout all those chords there in that seventh bar. You might want to take a look at those and tune each one at a time. Hey, you can bring on more vibrato if you like. Good. Nice. More vibrato. Good. First few bars of this sound suspiciously like close to you. Good. Good job. Nice solo on the alto saxophone there. Good, way to hold those notes out full value, trumpets. Bar 28, good. Good, you worked hard on keeping a real clean phrasing. Watch the director. Make sure we've got a G in the bass. Da-da-da-da-da-da. I think I could just use more bass. This is where you have to learn to stay close to the mic. And there are a lot of backgrounds. All that work on the notes, and sometimes we can't hear you because you're not close enough to the mic. Mic technique should be part of everybody's training. Might have liked the tempo to be a little bit faster there. When we're playing lots of long tones and stuff, it's easy to just let the notes sit right there and kind of lay like an egg. So when you play long notes, you'd like to have some crescendo to shape them. Gives them more emotion. Instead of just blah. Always use more dynamics. Try to exaggerate dynamics. You think you're playing forte piano, record yourself, and then ask yourself if you're playing a forte piano. You might find a difference of opinion between your inside voice and what you're actually hearing on a recording. It's an invaluable experience. Nice observation of the articulation. Don't be late, Bones. You don't lay back on any of this. Sax as you're laying back. It's not swung here. Crescendo. Yeah, I get that A partial, not the G first. The first trumpet. Yeah, again, bar 60, late after the 8th rest. You got to have everything ready to go before that 8th rest, so you're just releasing the tongue. Da, da. Drums, it's kind of like I'm hearing a little bit too much of the front end of the bar. I'd like to hear more of the back end of the bar. Boom, gang, bop, doom, da, get da, get it, doom, bop, get da, boom, ka, bop. Pretty nice low G in the Bones, good. Boom, ba, ba, da. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice chart. Okay, so you did a wonderful job with these pieces. The comments are basically overall more dynamic changes and contrast. Do something when you have eggs so that they're not eggs that just lay there. When you're working on solos, and this is all in the context of it's a good start with your soloing, be sure you spend some time learning just what those chord symbols mean and what the notes are in each of the chords and what scales might work with them. Rhythm section, it's a matter of doing a lot of listening and trying to imitate the masters. Got to listen to the native speakers, as it were. Everybody from Charlie Parker and Miles Davis and Dizzy Gillespie to Elvin Jones and John Coltrane, they're still relevant today, just as they were years back. And, of course, listening to the big bands, Duke Ellington, Count Basie. Keep up the good work. This is Tim Price, signing off.